You know, the best way to do hamburger, you go to the neighbor to do it in the neighbor so you can mess up the kitchen.
Jacques Pepin is the French chef who helped show America that food could be more interesting than TV dinners, Jell-O salads, and spam, canned meat, not the junk email.
Do we want lettuce on it, too?
Well, I'm putting lettuce on mine. I have iceberg. Would you like some?
Sure. I think
food could be fresh, seasonal, flavorful, not just convenient. That's the chef with Julia Child, of course, the other French chef. We went to see Jacques Pepin, who's now 86, at his home in Connecticut. He has a new book about cooking, yes, but also his other art. The Master Chef sketches and paints chickens. He says his publisher said, "Great, we love it. Recipes too, right?"
I said, "I don't want to do recipe. I have 30 book of recipes." So I decided not to do recipe, but to do more a narrative style of explaining story and recipe about eggs or chicken.
His book is called Art of the Chicken. Chef Pepin believes the chicken is to France what the bald eagle is to the United States. It's been a national symbol from the time of Henri IV, an emblem of the French resistance during World War II, and now the French national soccer team. Chicken from Bresse, his region of France, have blue feety notes, white feathers, and red combs atop their heads.
So, bleu, blanc, rouge, you know, the color of the French flag. Being born in Bourg-en-Bresse, for me, the Bresse, B-R-E-S-S-E, the Bresse chicken, are considered one of the greatest chicken in France. Anyone who comes to Bourg would have chicken, from cold chicken in aspic to chicken with cream sauce and tarragon to pâté to sauté to whatever. I mean, the chicken was it's a very democratic meat, you know. It exists from in truck stop to three-star restaurants with truffle under the skin.
Chef Pepin has had an event-filled life story, truck stops to four-star restaurants. His parents ran a restaurant in Bourg-en-Bresse in France, where he learned about cooking, chopping, and chicken plucking. He left school and went to work as a kitchen apprentice at the age of 13.
It's not like I couldn't go to school. My brother became an engineer. I just didn't want to. I wanted to go to work.
He worked his way up in Paris kitchens, and at 20 was drafted into the French Navy. The Navy recognized that Jacques Pepin might be better deployed at a stove than swabbing the poop deck, and soon he became personal chef to the President of La République, Charles de Gaulle. Chef Pepin served 2 years at the presidential palace, then told Le Grand Général he was going to America.
He wished me good luck and gave me a big cigar to smoke to his health. I mean, at that time, I guess we smoked.
He worked at top New York restaurants, then turned down the chance to become the White House chef to John F. Kennedy. He had already worked for a president. But then Jacques Pepin went to work for an American name just about as famous, Howard Johnson. He was in their test kitchens for 10 years and says he learned a lot.
I worked with two chemists and, you know, learned words like specific gravity or coliform or bacteria, which I didn't know anything, the writing of recipe, American eating habit, and then production, of course.
Which, he said, made all his subsequent ventures possible. Chef Pepin opened a soup stand on Fifth Avenue called La Potagerie, became a food educator, began to appear on television, and then enter Julia Child, with whom he did decades of TV appearances. They met through a friend, Helen McCullough.
Helen told me, I have that woman from Boston here. She's coming next week. You want to cook? I said, yeah, sure. She said, she's a very tall woman. She has a terrible voice. So that was, of course, Julia. So we became friends in 1960. So we were friends for half a century, basically. And that means that we argue all the time. But we drank a lot of wine, too. So it helps.
Well, she turned to him in command.
Yeah, she come out with, Jacques, if you're pour out that turkey. I said, I am? Oh, yeah, so... Yeah, and we got many letters at that point telling she was so much more French than I was, doing stuff in the old style, saying, no, we don't do that anymore this way. So, But we had a good time.
I must say, a bottle of wine and Julia Child sounds like all the makings of a fun time.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I gotta return to the chicken.
Uh-huh.
I love your portraits of chickens, and I think somebody listening to us might be moved to ask this. You obviously love the chicken.
Right.
How can you cook and eat things you paint so beautifully?
I have absolutely no problem there. When you are a kid and you go to a farm like I was during the war, you know, you don't mistreat the animal. No, you take care of the animal. But when it's the time to eat a duck on Sunday, though, you go kill the duck, pluck it, too, and no problem at all. It's part of life. There is no problem about consuming animal and raising animal and loving animal. I wouldn't eat my dog, though.
We're sitting in your kitchen.
Yes.
Oh, my. I'm looking across this beautiful space. Looks like a painting of a French countryside, and above the fireplace is a plaque that mentions the name of your wife, Gloria.
Yeah.
You were together a long time. She left us a couple years ago. I'm sorry.
54 years. I don't really want to talk about it.
Okay. Gloria Pepin died in December 2020. Her face and photograph still smiles from every wall in every room. You say in this book that the basic test of somebody's cooking skills is to make an omelet.
Yes. You want me to do one for you?
I was just trying to figure out how to ask.
Okay.
So Jacques Pepin prepares an omelet, cracking eggs and whipping them with just a fork in a bowl and jots of pepper, salt, and chopped chives. No secret ingredient, just good ingredients, great skill, and decades of experience in this kitchen with a wall full of well-used pans and in life.
So that you have it approximately smooth.
These days he mostly teaches about food and cooks a lot for himself. Do you still enjoy cooking?
Yes, maybe not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you are a young chef, you tend to add to the plate, to add more garnish, add this, that, too. As you get older, you kind of eliminate more, get closer to maybe something more essential. You know, and if I'm left with a beautiful tomato from my garden, a bit of coarse salt and olive oil, I don't need more embellishments.
In this big house, are you ever just cooking dinner for yourself?
Yeah, this is the hardest part, actually. I still have a glass of wine. I open the red wine. I have a glass of rosé or white and a glass of red. Put the bread on the table. And less sophisticated than my wife would have done. She would set up the table by herself, like with flowers and so forth. But yeah, no, we still set up the table and sit down and enjoy a meal.
Jacques Pepin, his new book, with recipes and artwork, Art of the Chicken.